With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The standoff goes on at UCLA, where anti-Israel, anti-America protesters have been ordered by police to leave or face arrest. The BBC's Tana Humphrey at UCLA says the demonstrators are chanting, "We're not leaving," while calling on others to join them.
What you can also hear in that encampment is the sounds of hammering. We believe that inside, the protesters have been trying to reinforce those barricades.
Elsewhere, police have dismantled an encampment at New Hampshire's Dartmouth College, and there were clashes at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. As Secretary of State Blinken urges Hamas to accept the latest Israeli ceasefire proposal, correspondent Joseph Fetterman in Jerusalem says Israel's leader remains committed to destroying the terrorist behind the attack on and the abduction of innocent Israeli civilians.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sticking to his pledge. He says he still wants to carry out an operation in the Gaza city of Rafah. That is the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza. Blinken has issued a warning against that.
And Hamas may give its answer to Israel's proposal later today. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's criminal trial resumes today in New York after a day off yesterday. At a rally in Michigan, Mr. Trump complains of being forced to spend day after day in a Manhattan courtroom instead of campaigning for the White House.
In a kangaroo courtroom with a corrupt and conflicted judge enduring a Biden sideshow trial, at the hands of a Marxist district attorney, Soros-backed, who's taking orders from the Biden administration. They're all of these trials.
And today there will be a hearing on allegations by prosecutors that Mr. Trump violated the judge's gag order four additional times. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Democrats go all in on abortion.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Democrats win the Senate in November, they will vote to end the filibuster and will pass a law legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth in all 50 states. Speaking to MSNBC, Pelosi says, quote, "Abortion is a democracy issue. It's about freedom. It's about economics." And she says the key to the whole Democratic plan is getting President Joe Biden reelected this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that some of North Carolina's restrictions on dispensing abortion pills are unlawful. The requirements include that only doctors prescribe and provide the abortifacients. Republican legislative leaders are defending the restrictions and say they will probably appeal the decision. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in March from lawyers for pro-life doctors who asked the court to restrict access to certain abortion drugs. The justices expected to render a decision sometime this summer. This is SRN News. Play ball. Well, on second thought, just wait a minute.
The start of Tuesday night's game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Arizona Diamondbacks was delayed nearly 2 hours after a bee colony swarmed the top of the protective netting behind home plate. It took more than an hour before a beekeeper arrived and was scissor lifted to the swarm. He safely removed the bees and pumped his fist to the cheering crowd as he lowered back down to the field. The game was delayed nearly 90 minutes and the players were given an extra 30 minutes to loosen back up before the first pitch. Keith Peters reporting.
Hawaii lawmakers setting aside more money for additional firefighting gear and a state fire marshal after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century ripped through the historic Maui town of Lahaina. The wildfire killed 101 people last August 8th. Bills providing for the additional funds now go to Governor Josh Green for his consideration. More details at SRNNews.com.